What I notice now is a vast improvement in the security, particularly of the capital, Bangui. Elsewhere in the country also there's been a lot of improvement, although there are only 10,000 UN soldiers in a country larger than France with very limited logistic capacity and where roads are very restricted and where it's very hard to get around. So it's not surprising that that small force hasn't been able to restore total stability in a country of that size and with so many different groups fighting for control. Nevertheless, there has been an improvement. On the other hand, there are still strong tensions. MINUSCA, the UN force, is doing a remarkable job in trying to contain them, but nevertheless, there are so many people trying to get their hands on various resources and carrying out the agendas of various people, and at the same time, putting the civilian population under such terror in places that you can imagine that tensions are very, very high. And those tensions still exist. So although there has been an improvement, it is certainly the case that tensions remain.
What are some of the signs? I mean, for example, are markets open? Are, you know, is life coming back to normal?
Well, one particular place I visited is a small Muslim enclave in the middle of Bangui, the capital, which is called PK5, PK5. And in that area, last time, it was full of Muslims trying to put their belongings onto trucks in order to drive out of the country and to escape, frankly. Now that area, it's still an enclave. There are still risks in people leaving that area and going outside. But in those days, 3 years ago, it was a guaranteed death sentence if people had left that area unaccompanied by UN escorts. So now you see markets, and actually fairly thriving markets. There is still desperate poverty, but nevertheless, there is economic activity in a way that there wasn't at that time.
Do you feel that the current government is really serious about trying to improve the situation of human rights?
We feel that the current government is serious, definitely, but their ability to restore the authority of the state is very limited, and that is what MINUSCA is trying to do for them with the assistance of other international partners. They are serious. With their capacity being so limited, they're going to need international assistance for a long time, I think.
You had several meetings with the people of Central Africa, from government to civil society to normal everyday citizens. During most of your meetings with Central Africans, you heard over and over again that they wanted an end to impunity. Is the UN mapping report a step in that direction?
The main reason I was in the country was to launch a mapping report that OECHR and the UN mission, MINUSCA, has been working on for the past year. It covers a 13-year period from 2003 to the end of 2015. During that time, the most appalling human rights violations took place. Killings, mass rape, torture, burning of villages, recruitment of children, untold miseries. And I'm hoping go into the details of how ghastly some of those crimes have been. So the purpose was to launch that report in order to send a signal to the authors of the worst crimes, to the leaders of the groups, the leaders who told their followers to carry out those abuses, that their actions were carefully observed and have been even more carefully documented. And that was a very important signal that impunity will no longer last, that they cannot do that and expect to avoid justice. That was a key goal. Now, in further to that, we need to get a program ready to protect witnesses and victims so that future people come forward to testify at the Special Criminal Court. And our report will be a very useful tool for that Special Criminal Court that has recently been established, and the international prosecutor has arrived to start the justice procedures.
How hard was it for your team in the Central African Republic to actually collect this material?
It is always hard in a situation such as the Central African Republic to pick up information, not least when there is such insecurity and there are risks to witnesses. So one of the aims that we have is to set up a witness protection and victims protection and a strategy for that. But people have shown remarkable courage and will continue to show remarkable courage in coming forward, because their desire to see justice is so strong that regardless of the threats that have been given to them and regardless of the reprisals that have been carried out against some people who have given information, they have nevertheless shown this remarkable willingness to come forward.
The report seems like an important step in ending impunity, but when it comes to the ordinary citizen, how can they use this UN mapping report on human rights violations to actually seek justice at the individual level? Is it possible?
One of the things we are pushing for is a follow-up of the Bangui Forum of 2015, so a national process, was that there should be a Truth and Reconciliation Commission, whereby justice at an individual level can be reached, whereby people can come forward and testify to what they saw or admit to what they did. And therefore, this is something we are encouraging the authorities to proceed with. That would be a major way of advancing individual justice.
Are you hopeful that things will get better?
I am hopeful that this report and the follow-up to that and the mood that I hope this has, the mood change that I hope this will provoke, will bring reconciliation and it will bring, therefore, peace. Having said that, the international community must be very vigilant that the situation contains tensions that could explode at any minute. So although, yes, I am hopeful, in the short term, there could be bad things happening. We mustn't hide from that fact.
Can you describe some of the signs that you saw that show that there are still tensions lingering?
Well, there is fear on the part of people that I spoke to, that there have not been arrests of the main authors of the worst human rights violations. So they feel that there has been impunity so far, and since there are killings still going on, people are concerned that it could get worse, and I think they have reason to believe that. Having said that, MINUSCA, the UN peacekeeping force, is doing really a remarkable job in reducing the violence and reducing tensions.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
Not only Bangui, I visited the town of Bambari, which in the last few weeks has had a major initiative that took place. It's called Bambari Without Arms, whereby till a few weeks ago, the armed groups were driving around with arms fully visible and leaders were present, and people lived in a tremendous situation of fear and justified fear because there was a great deal of violence. In collaboration with national authorities, the UN force has gone in. The big guys with their big guns have been removed. And although members of the militia still remain, they are not going around openly brandishing their weapons. And thus, the situation of terror in the streets is much less than it was. So I think that is a very successful example of where stabilization has been brought. And that is largely thanks to the MINUSCA force, actually.